From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 16, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Lexington has been awarded a sustainable communities grant from the Catskill Water Corporation to look into various flood mitigation options. The options under consideration include the relocation of some hamlet buildings to areas outside the Schoharie Creek floodplain. Catskill Watershed Corporation Communications Director Diane Galusha said, and I quote, "They're looking to explore the feasibility of relocating some structures currently on Route 13A," end quote. Green County Soil and Water Conservation District Representative Michelle Yost said a local flood analysis completed in August resulted in recommendations that some buildings be relocated and the Route 42 bridge be replaced. Yost said, and I quote, "There were two structures which could be physically moved away from their location where they are presently at risk of flood damage," end quote. Yalusha said the town has discussed recreating a portion of Main Street outside of the floodplain. However, she said the evaluation process will be lengthy and will require the participation of local residents. Galusha said, and I quote, "They're going to have a kickoff meeting probably in February where people will have a chance to give their ideas and feelings about it," end quote. The town will explore its options, but there is no guarantee relocating Main Street will be feasible, she said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that Florence Stickles, longtime Hudson City School District Treasurer, has announced she will retire in January. Stickles has served the district for 28 years. Stickles is a graduate of Germantown High School and Columbia Green Community College. She joined the school district as a tax collector in 1988 after a brief tenure with KeyBank. Stickles said in an interview last month that, quote, "I was a young kid when I came. I learned a lot," end quote. She said the best thing about working for the Hudson Schools was the, and I quote, "family atmosphere," end quote. Stickles plans to spend her retirement traveling and spending time with her grandchildren. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that adults in the Mid-Hudson Valley smoke more on average than other adults in New York, according to the Centers for Disease Control. According to statistics compiled by the Center for a Tobacco-Free Hudson Valley, 21% of the Ulster County adults' population smokes. In Orange County, that percentage is 24.5%. In Sullivan County, 15.7%. Statewide, smoking among adults has dropped from 24% to 15%. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Brian Nearing is reporting at the Green Blog that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation on Tuesday, November the 15th, called plans to test the Hudson River for PCBs by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and I quote, "inadequate," end quote, in the wake of the recently completed river dredging project. DEC's Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "EPA's work is not done, and its unwillingness to require General Electric to perform adequate sediment samplings undermines the five-year review process underway," end quote. New York is demanding the EPA take on more comprehensive sampling no later than the spring of 2017. Until that happens, Sago said, the, and I quote, "EPA must not deem the remediation project complete," end quote. In a letter to EPA Regional Administrator Judith Inc., Sago urged the federal agency to add 1,400 additional samples to the study to determine if the river cleanup met the goals set out in the 2002 agreement between the EPA and General Electric. Sago sent a similar letter to Inc. in August. The EPA currently intends to collect 375 samples, fewer than 10 samples for every mile of the Hudson River dredged. You can read that full story at the Green Blog, a Times Union blog. Bill Williams of 98.5, The Cat, reports that local officials hope to open all lanes of the Route 66 bridge over the Claverick Creek by November 16th. Rain on November 15th may delay painting the lines on the road, but the road closed since March should be reopened by the end of the week. You can read that full story at The Cat. John W. Barry reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will headline the Mountain Jam Music Festival at Hunter Mountain in the Catskills next summer. The festival moved from the first weekend in June to June 16th through 18th will also feature the Steve Miller Band, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Peter Frampton, the famous String Dusters, and many others. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Bethany Bump reports in Capital Confidential that New York is not changing its reading and math tests for students in grades 3 to 8 until 2019. State education leaders said the move will allow them to measure student growth over a three-year period before the tests are changed in 2019. Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa said, and I quote, "I have always said that the state assessments must be diagnostic, valid, and reliable, and they must provide timely and practical information to teachers, administrators, and parents. Maintaining the current testing for now will allow us to measure student development over time in these areas," end quote. Not everyone agreed. Regent Roger Tillis, who represents Long Island, said, and I quote, "Keeping the same test is going to cause some real problems, at least in my area. I don't think we'll have a handful of students that will make the 95% test participation requirement unless there are significant changes to the test," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Glenn Blaine in the New York Daily News reports that state Republicans made Senator John Flanagan their leader again on November the 14th, but still do not know whether he will be majority or minority leader. Control of the Senate is still up in the air because of two Long Island elections that are not completely finished. The Nassau County contest between GOP Senator Michael Venditto and Democrat John Brooks is still too close to call, with a recount to come, and Republican Carl Marcellino leads Democrat James Grogren by 2,500 votes, with many absentee ballots to be counted. Brooklyn Democratic Senator Schmeicher Felder has not decided whether he will side with Democrats or the seven-member independent Democratic conference that votes with Republicans. Felder said, and I quote, "I'd be delighted to caucus with the Democrats. I'd be delighted to stay with the Republicans. It makes no difference to me. At the end of the day, it's where I can get the best deal. It's not about money. This is about legislation. This is about issues," end quote. You can read that full story in the New York Daily News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 40. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. The sun rose this morning at 6:48 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:32 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 16th day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.